News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Heading for a high around 92 today, 75 at FM Talk 106.5. Let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, nice ride still coming in from Baldwin County across the Bayway and the Causeway. George Wallace, Bankhead Tunnels, light traffic there. Also, as you travel from Airport, Spring Hill and Moffitt, 65, no delays, and a quiet ride from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. No problems so far on the way in this morning. Enjoy a West Coast wine pairing dinner inside the Trellis Room at the Battle House Hotel. The Trellis Room and United Johnson Brothers hosting a four-course, five wine pairing dinner featuring wines from the Justin Winery of California. Call 338-5441 for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs. Local.
Hello, Sandra Crenshaw.
Yes, this is she.
This is Sean Sullivan over at FM Talk 106.5. We did the drawing here in our Summer Better Than Others prize giveaway with over $5,500 worth of goodies up for grabs. And okay. I'm looking at your name. You won.
That is.
You won the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm so excited about that.
You registered at Old Time Feed in Fairhope, right?
I think I did.
That's where we got your name from, Sandra. So
okay.
You won the weekly prize and you won the grand prize. This is $5,500 worth of a grand prize. That Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch. The Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed and Seed. A catered chicken finger party for you and your friends from Gold Fingers. An inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters. A two-week four-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor. And a Liberty Fat Boy Junior safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Over $5,500 worth of goodies for you.
Okay.
The Summer Better Than Others Contest from FM Talk 106.5.
707 FM Talk 106.5. Hey, not to worry, too. Another great contest coming our way just in time for football. You know, which is what? We're looking at just a little over a month before we're playing football?
Yeah, college football. But we're 7 days from the first NFL preseason
The preseason thing.
It's glorified practice.
Yes, it is. And I mean, nobody who's actually, you know, going to be a real player, they keep them out of the game. Let's not let them get hurt. And
yeah, they might get, like, the best player in the league might get five plays during the preseason.
Right. So, I mean, yes, it is. You're right. It is football, but it's just not... She's not the same.
Right, but real football, college football, just right. About a month away.
Yeah, so go ahead and set your, I think it's that our first game is, of course, I'll have to pull up the calendar while I do the show here.
Well, Auburn will play their first game, I believe, September the 1st or
2nd? Yeah, September the 1st, yes.
Okay, so that's Saturday, and Auburn has a huge game against Washington.
Yes.
And Washington's a top five team, so that'll be a great way to start the season.
Now, I'm hearing from Paul Feinbaum and others that the Alabama-Louisville, they don't think it's going to be too much of a barn burner?
No, Alabama right now, only 25.5-point favorite over the Louisville Cardinals.
Okay, just checking. And what other one? The LSU-Miami?
Is it LSU-Miami? Yeah, and Miami right now favored in that one, too. So that's a great one to start the SEC season. There's some really good SEC openers. I know Tennessee plays West Virginia, like you said, Alabama, Louisville, Auburn, Washington, LSU, Miami. Another one that's not SEC, Notre Dame playing Michigan. That'll be a good one, too.
We got some stuff to look forward to, and it's just a month away. All right, you heard the update there on Facebook shares falling. We were talking about that last hour. Did you hear the stat in the news report? That Facebook, it's got to be wrong, but that Facebook, out of the 22 million new users they added in the quarter, not a one in the United States. And obviously they added probably a net. It's, you know, it's a net thing. It's, yes, they did add new people, but not a net gain in the U.S. That's, Facebook shares yesterday after hours trading, I mean, taking a big jump and falling here. Facebook shares down 20.72%.
There's no telling how many people they lost because of just the dysfunction that seems to be swirling around the company with the Cambridge Analytica thing and blackballing some conservatives from having their things seen. I mean, they've managed to upset people on both sides of the political aisle. And here in the United States, people don't stand for it. And it seems like they lost a lot of users, at least more than they gained last year.
What is, okay, this is what's interesting. And Market Watch was reporting on this. So Facebook loses 20.72%. Okay, what does that mean in dollars? They said that if this holds today going into regular trading, Facebook would lose more than $100 billion in market capitalization.
That's amazing. Looking at the chart from yesterday, everything was until 4 clip? O'clock.
Yeah, well, the earnings came out, or lack of earnings came out, and it does. It does like a – it's not a 45-degree. Mm-hmm. It's a steeper angle than that if you look at the chart.
Gravity pulled it straight down.
Way down. By the way, yeah, close to 34 million shares changed hands in the extended session. A regular day for Facebook's about 17 million shares. So there you go. Check your portfolio. Check your mutual fund. There's a chance that you may have some Facebook shares in there. And then I've got a story on the way of what may make you a better stock trader, make you a better business person out there. And it's what the cats do in the litter box.
What?
This is the strangest story I've seen in the longest time.
What the cats do in the litter box.
What cats do in a litter box.
Can make me a better day trader.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. So there's the equation. We'll pay that off in a little bit. What cats do in a litter box could make you a better investor, a better entrepreneur. I'm just passing along the news stories. I'll give them to you coming up in just a second. 712 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man accused of shooting his own brother is out of jail. It happened on Fellhorn Road Monday. Charles White Sr. bonded out just after 1 o'clock this morning. White is charged with assault and criminal mischief. The victim, who has not been identified, was taken to a hospital by private vehicle. Police say his injuries were not life-threatening. Thieves are using high-tech gadgets to steal your hard-earned money as you pay at the pump. It's called skimming. More than 20 people have fallen victim on the Gulf Coast in the past few days. With so many people in town for the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo over the weekend, thieves target the area, putting skimming devices on gas pumps to steal credit and debit card information. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office says the thieves withdrew the money from accounts across state lines. The Senior Bowl's executive director says the bowl is on board for moving west to South Alabama when a new on-campus stadium is built. There have been some question if Ladd Peebles is not torn down and can still host Senior Bowl practices. Jim Nagy indicated the NFL has no problems with practicing at Ladd, but he said they would probably move the practices to South to accommodate the NFL network. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
All right, 713 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning Segment. The show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. That's my buddy Trey and his crew doing work in Mobile and Baldwin counties, residential, commercial properties. You've got not only stuff that you physically can't move, like the stuff that's in the attic, you don't dare bring down the scary ladder of doom that pulls out of the hallway there. That, not just that, but if you got stuff you know you can't throw away for in your garbage or what we call big trash, you know, where you pile it up on the corner, if you got items like TVs, old tube TVs and computer monitor, those kind of things, you know you can't throw them away. Well, Trey knows how to get rid of them, so I call him. He can deal with that as well as all the junk around your house, inside the house, outside the house. Maybe you got a storage unit full of junk. You're paying every month, cutting that check. For what reason? Exactly. Get rid of the junk. First step you need to take is going online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or picking up the phone and calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Make that appointment time. It's not a spectrum of time. Trey gets it. You're busy. He'll say, be this day at this time. That's when they're there, and they get the work done quickly. Check them out today. 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
All right, 714 now on FM Talk 106.5. Let's talk a little bit of sports here on Mobile Mornings.
Deal.
Start off in the NFL as teams open training camp this week. Looks like Julio Jones will be there for the Atlanta Falcons training camp. After all, ESPN reported yesterday that the Atlanta Falcons currently working to resolve the contract differences that had Jones planning to hold out of training camp. Jones has 3 years remaining on his 5-year deal that he signed a couple years ago, but he was upset that 8 receivers have signed since then, now make a higher annual salary than Jones does. ESPN reports that both sides trying to find a way to have Julio earn more than his scheduled $10.5 million base salary for 2018. Earlier yesterday, the Falcons announced that general manager Thomas Dimitroff and head coach Dan Quinn had both signed 2-year extensions to their contracts that also had 2 years remaining on their respective deals. Indianapolis Colts head coach Frank Reich announced Wednesday that starting quarterback Andrew Luck will be available to play in the Colts' August 9th preseason opener against the Seattle Seahawks. Luck missed all of last season after undergoing shoulder surgery to repair a torn labrum in January of 2017.
I don't feel like we have to overreact and say, hey, he's got to play a ton more. I mean, he's logged a lot of game reps in his career, so we still want to be smart. Yes, he has to get reps in preseason games. I would plan on him playing in Seattle. Yeah, I mean, the plan right now would be to play in Seattle.
Reports initially suggested that Luck would be ready for last year's season opener, but his return was pushed back after he suffered a setback in practice and he was shut down for the season on November the 2nd. Luck was cleared last week to fully participate in training camp. He was actually seen throwing in June for the first time in months as the Colts began minicamp. Trent Richardson may be headed back to Alabama. AL.com reported yesterday that the Alabama Crimson Tide All-American running back planning to sign with the Birmingham franchise of the new Alliance of American Football League that starts in February. Richardson last played in an NFL regular season game in 2014, and he played 4 games for the Saskatchewan Roughriders in the Canadian Football League last season. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears broke a 12-game losing streak with a 1-0 win over the Mississippi Braves on Wednesday night. A 5th-inning home run from Mobile's Brendan Sanger was the only run of the game for either team. It was Mobile's 10th shutout win of the season, and pitcher Jeremy Beasley got the win after pitching a career-high 7 innings. Tonight, Game 4 of the 5-game series in Pearl, Mississippi. First pitch is set for 7 p.m. And in the major leagues, New York Mets outfielder Yoenis Cespedes will miss at least the rest of this season. The team announced Wednesday that Cespedes will undergo a pair of surgeries to remove calcifications in both of his heels. Cespedes is expected to have the first surgery this week. He'll have a second surgery in about 2 to 3 months, and the Mets hope that the outfielder can return in 8 to 10 months, though his recovery may take longer. 717 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At Hardee's, slider time is all the time. Starting with huge flavor, applewood smoked bacon or freshly grilled sausage, fluffy eggs and melty cheese all on a toasty little bun. Get 2 for $2.99 all morning. Then keep the day going with our charbroiled beef sliders layered with melty cheese on a toasted bun. That's big burger flavor starting at just $1.25. We ain't on Pacific time. This is slider time. All day, every day. Bring your hunger to Hardee's. Available now for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, good news again. The accident-free conditions continue. We look good along Airport, Cottage Hill, and Government in 65. We travel from Range Line out towards Theodore Dawes Road. It's been a good start this morning. No delays downtown from the tunnels, the Bayway, the Causeway from Daphne, Malvis, all the way to Loxley. Still, no delays along I-10 and no new wrecks in the roadways. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn to grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 720 now on FM Talk 106.5 in this segment of Mobile Mornings brought to you by LinkedIn. So if you're a small business owner, you probably already know that the right hire can have a huge impact on your business. It's crucial that you make sure your job posts reach the most qualified candidates. And you could try posting on job boards, but do you really know who sees those posts? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours, insights that are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. It's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. Right now, if you go on over to linkedin.com/WAVH, you'll get $50 off your first job post. Once again, that's linkedin.com/WAVH for $50 off. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think.
All right, 722 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. I mentioned this story when we were talking about the Facebook stock decline. I said maybe there's a way to make you a more aggressive stock trader out there or a more aggressive entrepreneur. It would involve cats doing their business in your house, though.
No.
Okay. So where's the guy? Remember the national commercial that ran, the guy that was making coconut-based litter?
What happened to that guy?
Cat's paw. Where is he?
Coconut husks.
Because we know all cats are
so
drawn
to
coconut.
Is this Gordon Gekko approved?
We'll see. I did not. If you go back and watch Wall Street, I didn't see Gordon Gekko with a cat with a litter box in his office. But let's get to it here. NBC reporting this study that is one of the strangest I've heard in a long time. Once again, as I read this story, I just want you to mull this over. How the heck did the researchers get the funding for this when they had to go to the, you know, to the administrators or whatever university or research school and say, all right, we got an idea for a study.
Here's our proposal.
I wouldn't present that. A study, here's the headline. Parasite in cat poop could be reducing our fear of failure, according to a new study. A mind-controlling parasite found in cat feces may give people the courage they need to become entrepreneurs, researchers reported on Tuesday. They found that people who have been infected with the Toxoplasma gondii parasite are more likely to major in business and to have started their own businesses than non-infected people. The parasite, which makes rodents unafraid of cats, may be reducing the fear of failure in people, according to Stephanie Johnson of the University of Colorado. So remember, it was the Board of Trustees there that said, yes, you could do this research. they've actually shown this in mice. They say toxoplasmosis does get into the brain, and it's been linked to a variety of mental effects in mice and people alike. They said it's been linked to a greater risk of car accidents, mental illness, neuroticism, drug abuse, and suicide, according to Johnson and her colleagues writing in their paper, The Proceedings of the Royal Society B, which is always a page-turner.
Mm-hmm.
Said it might be affecting message-carrying chemicals in the brain called neurotransmitters or hormones such as testosterone. In particular, scientists have studied whether the parasite might increase risk-taking behavior. Johnson's associate professor of management at the University of Colorado and often told her students about the odd effects of the parasite, which travels into the brains of rodents and causes them to lose their innate fear of the smell of cat urine. Okay, so, by the way, just as an interesting nature story, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that there's something in cat business that makes their prey less afraid of them. That benefits the organism which reproduces in the bodies of cats. Cats are more likely to eat the unafraid infected mice, thus helping the parasite in its life cycle.
Yeah,
so
I was going to say.
So the cat eats them, goes back into the cat, comes out to the cat, and then the mice are infected, and it goes in a circle here.
it helps the cats more than anyone here.
It looks like it. Now, here we go, this next paragraph. People can catch it from handling droppings from cats that are newly infected. Who's handling the drop? But most people catch a parasite when eating poorly cooked meat. Now, what meat that, I don't know if it's cat meat or said pregnant women are warned to stay away from cat feces and litter boxes. I absolutely have heard that. And raw meat because a parasite can cause miscarriages and birth defects. Most people do not know if they've been infected, according to the CDC. They say more than 30 million men, women, and children in the United States carry the toxoplasma parasite, but very few have symptoms because the immune system usually keeps the parasite from causing illness. The researchers said they go on to tell the students about the links between toxoplasma and neurotic behavior. The researcher, Stephanie Johnson, said this is a crazy finding that if you get infected with this parasite, you could get neurotic and nobody wants to get more neurotic. I always talk about this, and one day I was talking to my husband about the study, and he said, I lecture on that same exact study all the time. Johnson's husband, Peter Johnson, teaches biology at the university. He said, we thought we should form a collaboration. How often do biologists and business professors get a chance to work together? So they set up the study, testing students and people who attend the seminars on entrepreneurship. They said, we thought if all these things were true, maybe it predicts a behavior, kind of risky behavior, which is entrepreneurship. They go on to say, it's never a good idea to become an entrepreneur because the risk outweigh the rewards and very few succeed, end quote. They gave the saliva test for the antibodies to toxoplasma to nearly 1,500 students and nearly 200 people attending seminars on how to start your own business. Overall, 22% of the people they tested had antibodies to T. gondii, meaning they had been infected with that toxoplasma at some point. The students who were infected were 1.4 times more likely to be business majors and 1.7% more likely to have an emphasis in management and entrepreneurship. Among the people going into entrepreneurship seminars, infected people were 1.8 times as likely to have started their own business. So this is, first of all, one of the strangest studies I've ever heard proposed there. But interesting, they're saying this infection could lead to people doing riskier behavior like entrepreneurship or, like we said, maybe stock trading, those kind of things.
And it sounds like there's so many people, according to them, that have been infected by this. I mean, how can we? There's got to be a way, maybe, to go to the doctor and test to see if you have this.
They said they can do it. They can do a saliva test. They can do a little quick saliva test. And so, I mean, I would imagine Gordon Gekko from the Wall Street movie would have off the charts on that, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I wonder how many people, after reading this, are, you know, maybe stuck in a rut or something like that and saying, hey, I just need this, this one performance.
Let me cover your house and get a rent. This is a PED.
It's a PED. If you're talking stock trading or trying to start your own business, I mean, that's what it sounds like they were saying. And I know also another drug that can limit your, I guess, or improve your fear-based decision-making, alcohol. But no one would recommend that to a day trader before the day starts.
Right. So either you can get the parasite or you can get you a sixer. You know, so hey, the way that works. All right. Let me, coming up, Dr. Bill's got our forecast. And speaking of Sixers, too, by the way, tonight, another great event at Cottage Hill Package, Folklore Brewing and Meadery.
Meadery.
They're from Dothan. They're coming to Cottage Hill Package tonight. Zach from Birmingham Beverage is going to be on hand to pour free samples of these fine beverages from the folks at Folklore. They're Grateful Red, nice. American Amber Ale. Their Front Porch Pale Ale. I love this. Their Snipe Hunt India Pale Ale. Their Wiregrass Wheat American Wheat Ale. Shadowcaster Porter. Their Golden Hawk Kolsch Style Ale. You know, the fun thing about working at a microbrew like this is naming the beers. Like, I'm jealous of the crew over at Fairhope because they get a chance to come up with cool names all the time for their beers. And people with Haint Blue, too. But, I mean, to be in a business where you get to name beers. This is going on tonight with the Manis Boys out of Cottage Hill Package, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. More information online, Facebook.com, Cottage Hill Package, or online at CottageHillPackage.com. And remember, coming very soon, Havana Rays Cigar Lounge in Midtown. We'll tell you more about that. But tonight, free tasting event with Folklore Brewery and Meadery from Dothan, 6 o'clock at Cottage Hill Package.
Hey, when are we going on a snipe hunt?
The real snipe hunting will start in November. I will take you.
Okay.
And get your walking boots on.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Mobile Police Department's homicide unit is taking over the case of a missing woman who hasn't been seen for more than a week. There's no evidence of a homicide, but friends and family of 23-year-old Daniela Vianne are hoping for her safe return. She was last seen at a Shell gas station on Government Boulevard after spending last Tuesday night at Dublin's Pub, an old Shell. A judge set bond for Stephen Angle at $100,000 Wednesday. Angle is charged with 2 counts of manslaughter and 1 count of assault for a deadly boat crash on Sunday. He was also charged with boating under the influence. 2 people died when the boat he was driving rammed into a Bayway pylon. Angle remains in the Baldwin County Jail. You may have already seen the new paint job on the east entrance of the Bankhead Tunnel. It's part of a larger project that ALDOT has been working on for more than a week now. When it's all done, officials say there will be a vibrant new look for one of the main thoroughfares through Mobile. The project will continue closing the Bankhead Tunnel from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. Monday through Thursday. They hope to be done by August 5th. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Celebrate your independence during the month of July with a Liberty Safe during Mike Ward's Scratch and Dent Truckload Sale, now going on. Save hundreds on slightly blemished Liberty Safes with a lifetime replaceable warranty and a fire or attempted break-in. Best of all, have your Liberty Safe delivered up to 50 miles ground floor at no extra charge. Financing for 12 months at 0% interest is available with approved credit. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt and Mobile. Call 471-1137.
Without providing evidence, President Trump is accusing Twitter of restricting the visibility of prominent Republicans on its platform and threatening an investigation. Trump himself apparently not restricted, tweeting, "Twitter shadow banning prominent Republicans. Not good. We will look into this discriminatory and illegal practice at once." Well, today's the court-ordered deadline for the Trump administration to reunite all the undocumented immigrant families it separated at the southern border. Jim Roop's monitoring their progress.
It's a deadline the government will not fully meet because, for one, more than 400 parents have already been deported without their kids. The government says those parents opted not to take their kids back with them. But ACLU attorney Lee Gelernt says it's most likely that those parents didn't understand.
We have found that parents did not know what they were signing.
11 House Republicans are trying to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. They accuse him of stonewalling demands for documents about the Russia probe and Hillary Clinton's email. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Facebook's user base and revenue grew more slowly than expected in the second quarter as the company grappled with privacy issues, sending its stock tumbling 17% in pre-market trading. The company also warned it expects revenue growth to decelerate in the next couple of quarters as it promotes new and, for now, less profitable products, such as its Stories disappearing message feature. The earnings covered the company's first full quarter since the Cambridge Analytica privacy scandal erupted. Anheuser-Busch InBev, the world's largest brewer, grew earnings by more than expected in the second quarter with a solid boost from the World Cup to sales of premium lagers in Western Europe, Brazil, Mexico, and China. The Belgian-based company, whose Budweiser brand was a World Cup sponsor, says revenue and core profit will rise strongly for the rest of the year, but U.S. revenue fell 3.1% as more people shift away from Budweiser and Bud Light. On Wall Street, futures are mixed after stocks posted strong gains yesterday. And that's Your Money Now.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accucheck and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 1065, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
You know, I have enjoyed these couple days of drier air we've had this week. It's made the heat tolerable.
Yeah, really. Even though we got to 93 yesterday, still with the humidity on the low side, it made it a little more comfortable, and looks like a little bit warmer today, up to around 95 degrees, and there's a chance of a few thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Tonight, some isolated thunderstorms around the evening, low tonight in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, another mostly sunny day with a few afternoon thunderstorms, and tomorrow's high should be at least into the lower 90s. Now, looking ahead to the weekend, a little better chance for some thunderstorm activity on Saturday. It should be partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms, high in the low 90s, and an even better chance on Sunday with temperatures in the lower 90s. And after that, a cold front will be moving down through Alabama and will stall again near the coast. And so Monday and Tuesday, a very good chance for showers and thunderstorms, keeping temperatures in the upper 80s.
All right, Dr. Bill, it's also been fairly quiet this hurricane season. What's going on right now?
Yeah, month of July, just haven't had any activity. You should normally start to see a little bit of an increase as we go through the month. And August, of course, September and early October, the busy part of the season. Right now, it's quiet across the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. The eastern Atlantic is where we start to see some development now this time of the year, but it's not happening. Water temperatures there are still on the cool side. And as a result, thunderstorm activity is forms and then it decreases. So we're looking good for today.
Hey, Dr. Bill, when you're talking about cooler than normal for the Atlantic, are we talking about half a degree, three quarters of a degree, 5 degrees cooler? What kind of constitutes that?
Yeah, normally about 80 degrees is considered the water temperature which tropical storms seem to flourish. So we're looking at it maybe a few degrees below that, mid-70s or something like that. Closer to the African coast, though, there is a cold current, and water temperatures there are rather chilly, somewhat like on the coast of California. So any storm systems coming off the African coast, they first have to encounter that that cold current and make it across that, then the waters begin to warm up. But right now, temperatures are below normal.
Now, the global nature of this, to me, is fascinating, how something that happens there affects what could happen here on the Gulf Coast. I really do. I love hearing that stuff and kind of trying to picture how it all fits together.
And it does.
For sure. Dr. Bill, we appreciate your information and your education on this, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. That's why you have a PhD as your meteorologist on staff.
He knows his stuff.
It is neat. I mean, I don't want to get into a, you know, I mean, some epic rant or anything like that, but it is pretty cool to think about the fact that a couple degrees here, it's a butterfly effect story, right?
You know, so
a couple degrees cooler out there in the Atlantic affects what might happen here on the northern Gulf Coast. I think that stuff's worth thinking about. And also getting a lot of text here about our cat droppings story from earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure if we're on cats, add one more story into the mix.
Might as well.
Taylor Swift. She's got cats. You know that?
Explains a lot after that first story.
Taylor Swift, who could possibly be infected with this parasite. She loves her cats, according to this some Instagram post out there. Her cats named Olivia Benson and Dr. Meredith Grey. Olivia Benson and Dr. Meredith Grey, Taylor Swift's cats. They said now they even have their own merchandise in her web store. So if you go to Taylor Swift's web store, you can get merchandise for her cats. You can buy cat earrings, cat pouches, cat pens, cat patches, cat pins, cat stickers, and cat t-shirts. no cat droppings yet, but it's simply not enough. So don't worry, there's more. Taylor actually has the phrase Meredith and Olivia Swift trademarked for use on tons of products like pillows, cushions, handbags, jewelry, clothing, and more importantly, yes, it's trademarked, it hadn't been done yet, but musical recordings. So there could be forthcoming Taylor Swift cat album
written and sung by Taylor Swift, or are we talking we have the cats on the record?
Dalton, I'm proud to say I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but it's just a it's just a thing. So that's out there. All right. 7:40. We're coming right back.
Has your phone and internet service provider lost that love and feeling? Are they not living up to all the promises they made in the past? Are they quoting days to fix instead of hours and minutes? Have they sold out, only to move their operations out of state to save costs, leaving you high and dry for that personal, loving feeling they promised? Hi, I'm Chuck Nylander, General Manager of Harbor Communications, one of the last local facility-based phone and internet companies in the Mobile, Baldwin County area. At Harbor, you call us, you get us. Fast, friendly locals that know your business with quick service response times. From our management to our technicians to our customer service representatives, we are local, available, and approachable. We live among you, we patronize your business, and we care about your success. Call now and ask about our new satisfaction guarantee agreement where we deliver what we promise. Call us to learn more or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Hey, Mr. World here in my old middle school gymnasium. I'm just trying to avoid Eyeglass's enemy number one, dodgeballs. It's a good thing Eyeglass World has that back-to-school deal where your kids can get more durable lenses for free. Yeah, take that, dodgeball.
Get two pairs of glasses for $78 and a free upgrade to more durable polycarbonate lenses for kids 13 and under at Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. See a store associate for details.
7:42, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Story coming out this week, yesterday afternoon, a memo here from the Department of Justice. Federal grand jury has indicted former Alabama House District 96 Representative Randy Davis on bribery charges. A DOJ sent the news release out of Montgomery, said on Wednesday, July 25th, 2018, another Alabama legislator was arrested in a pending public corruption case involving the owner of a chain of diabetes treatment clinics, announced United States Attorney Louis V. Franklin Sr. State Representative Randall M. Randy Davis, 66, of Daphne, Alabama, is the new defendant in this case and was charged in a superseding indictment along with co-defendants G. Ford Gilbert, 70, of Carmichael, California, and Martin J. Marty Connors, 61, of Alabaster. Case began in April of 2018 when a federal grand jury returned an indictment against G. Ford Gilbert, the CEO of Trina Health, LLC, a California-based company that operates diabetes treatment clinics all over the U.S. and in some foreign countries. Original indictment alleged that in 2014 and 2015, Trina Health opened three clinics in Alabama. Soon thereafter, the state's largest health insurer informed Trina Health that it would not cover the treatments provided by Trina Health. Gilbert then schemed to force the insurer to change its position. And I can only imagine the when they say the biggest health insurer in the state, which, like, I think last check had 97%. There's going to be Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama, right? Then they go on in this memo. Gilbert came up with a plan to push a bill through the Alabama legislature's 2016 session that would require the insurer, I'm guessing here again, Blue Cross Blue Shield, to cover the treatments. Gilbert then made payments and gave things of value to a legislator, former House of Representatives Majority Leader Mickey Ray Hammond, in exchange for Hammond working behind the scenes to push the bill. Gilbert also hired co-defendant Martin Connors to act as a lobbyist on behalf of the bill. Connors knew Gilbert's payments to the legislator. The new charges contained in the superseding indictment alleged that Davis also stood to gain from Trina Health's success. According to the indictment, during 2014 and 2015, Davis tried to recruit investors into Trina Health, and as a result of doing so, received finder's fees. After Trina Health encountered difficulties with the health insurance companies, Davis attempted to lobby the insurance company to change its position. When that failed, Davis took steps to advance the bill. For example, Davis helped recruit a sponsor, arranged for a public hearing to be video recorded, and then spoke in favor of a bill at a public hearing. Based on these events, the superseding indictment charges Davis, Gilbert, and Connors with conspiracy to commit bribery related to federal programs. Additionally, the superseding indictment alleges that Gilbert committed various acts of bribery related to federal programs. Gilbert and Davis are charged with interstate travel and communications in aid of racketeering. The last count in the superseding indictment charges Connors with making a false statement to a federal agent. We'll talk more about this coming up next hour when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. Checking in with Dalton for sports coming up. And yeah, it's Thursday. Captain Bobby's going to do a little recap on the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. It's all straight ahead.
In Florida, there could be large reserves of energy off our shores. Safely exploring and developing natural gas and oil could boost our state economy and strengthen our national security. That's why military veterans from across the state are standing up for offshore energy exploration.
My name is James McCormick, a retired captain, U.S. Army, and I support offshore energy exploration. Many of our veterans are working in the safety field right now in oil and natural gas. We're talking about not just powering our homes, but we're talking about powering our entire national defense network that protects us all so that we can sleep at peace at night.
Veterans across Florida are standing up for offshore energy, standing up for stable, affordable energy for homes and businesses, harnessed safely with new technologies. Stand with our vets. Go to exploreoffshoreusa.org to learn more.
Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man accused of shooting his own brother is out of jail. It happened on Fellhorn Road Monday. Charles White Sr. bonded out just after 1 o'clock this morning. White is charged with assault and criminal mischief. The victim, who has not been identified, was taken to a hospital by private vehicle. Police say his injuries were not life-threatening. Thieves are using high-tech gadgets to steal your hard-earned money as you pay at the pump. It's called skimming. More than 20 people have fallen victim on the Gulf Coast in the past few days. With so many people in town for the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo over the weekend, thieves targeted the area, putting skimming devices on gas pumps to steal credit and debit card information. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office says the thieves withdrew the money from accounts across state lines. The Senior Bowl's executive director says the bowl is on board for moving west to South Alabama when a new on-campus stadium is built. There have been some question if Ladd Peebles is not torn down and can still host Senior Bowl practices. Jim Nagy indicated the NFL has no problems with practicing at Ladd, but he said they would probably move the practices to South to accommodate the NFL network. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 747 on FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In minor league baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears broke a 12-game losing streak with a 1-0 win over the Mississippi Braves Wednesday night. A fifth-inning home run from Mobile's Brendan Sanger was the only run of the game for either team. It was Mobile's 10th shutout win of the season, and pitcher Jeremy Beasley got the win after pitching a career-high 7 innings. Tonight, Game 4 of the 5-game series in Pearl, Mississippi. First pitch is set for 7 p.m. In the major leagues, New York Mets outfielder Yoenis Cespedes will miss at least the rest of this season. The team announced Wednesday that Cespedes will undergo a pair of surgeries to remove calcifications in both of his heels. Cespedes is expected to have the first surgery this week. The second surgery will take place in about 2 to 3 months, and the Mets hope that the outfielder can return in 8 to 10 months, though his recovery may take longer. After that announcement, the Mets went out and beat San Diego 6-4 last night. Bryce Harper hit a 3-run homer for the Washington Nationals in a 7-3 win over Milwaukee.
He figures something out to right. Well hit. See you later. two walks and a bomb, and the Nationals lead 6-0 on Bryce Harper's 25th home run.
Philadelphia beat the L.A. Dodgers 7-3. Pittsburgh's 11-game win streak ended in a 4-0 loss to Cleveland. A walk-off home run from Charlie Blackmon gave Colorado a 3-2 win over Houston. Chicago Cubs beat Arizona 2-1. Tampa Bay got the win over the Yankees 3-2. And Mike Trout hit two home runs as the L.A. Angels beat the Chicago White Sox 11-3. In NFL news, it looks like Julio Jones will report to training camp after all. ESPN reported Wednesday that the Atlanta Falcons are working to resolve the contract differences that had Jones planning to hold out of training camp. Jones has 3 years remaining on his contract, but he was upset with the Falcons that 8 receivers now make a higher annual salary than he does. ESPN reports that both sides are trying to find a way to have Julio earn more than his scheduled $10.5 million base salary in 2018. Earlier yesterday, the Falcons announced that general manager Thomas Dimitroff and head coach Dan Quinn had signed 2-year extensions to their contracts. Indianapolis Colts head coach Frank Reich announced Wednesday that starting quarterback Andrew Luck will play in the Colts' August 9th preseason opener against the Seattle Seahawks. Luck missed all of last season after undergoing shoulder surgery to repair a torn labrum in January of 2017.
I don't feel like we have to overreact and say, hey, he's got to play a ton more. I mean, he's logged a lot of game reps in his career, so we still want to be smart. Yes, he has to get reps in preseason games. I would plan on him playing in Seattle. Yeah, I mean, the plan right now would be to play in Seattle.
Reports initially suggested that Luck would be ready for last year's season opener, but his return was pushed back after he suffered a setback in practice, and Luck was shut down last year on November the 2nd. 7:50 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, once again, accident-free conditions continue. No problems from Airport 65. If you're traveling in Tillman's Corner and Theodore, you've got some radar along Highway 90, so watch your speed. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, once again, traffic building, but no wrecks in the roadways. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in only 30 minutes or less, and they also offer no-cost, 2-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs. Local.
Hello, Sandra Crenshaw.
This is me.
This is Sean Sullivan over at FM Talk 106.5. We did the drawing here in our Summer Better Than Others prize giveaway with over $5,500 worth of goodies up for grabs. And okay. I'm looking at your name. You won.
That's it?
You won the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm so excited about
that.
You registered at Old Time Feed in Fairhope, right?
I think I did.
That's where we got your name from, Sanders. So you won the weekly prize and you won the grand prize. This is $5,500 worth of a grand prize. That Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, the Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed and Seed, a catered chicken finger party for you and your friends from Goldfingers, an inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters, a two-week four-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, and a Liberty Fat Boy Junior safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Over $5,500 worth of goodies for you.
Okay.
The Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.5.
7:55, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. By the way, I was in there yesterday. Go say hi to Chip. I mean, they are loaded up with the gear that works around here for inshore fishing, also freshwater fishing, and our friends at HMS Marine Electronics. What's up, Macklin? Home of Garmin, featuring Ultra Scanning sonar. Choose HMS Marine Electronics for all your fish finding technology. HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. And say hello to the man of the hour, my buddy, Captain Bobby Abrascato of the A-Team. Hey, man.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Doing good. Should we get this through at the beginning of the report or at the end of the report?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm proud to say I won, but yeah. I'm not very proud of how badly we missed the weights on those trout. Man, that was pitiful.
Yeah,
I mean, not pitiful the fish. I'm talking about pitiful our guests.
Well, if y'all didn't catch it last week before the rodeo, Captain Bobby and I, as always, did a little wager here. And I think the payoff for the wager is going fishing, right?
That's right. Yeah, so, that'll work.
Yeah, something we do anyway. But the wager was for the weight of the winning speckled trout in the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. Bobby, you guessed it at 7.87 pounds. I guessed it at 8.1. But Brian Faulkner won it with a 6.94 speckled trout.
Woo, that's missing it by a bunch. But, man, congratulations to him. Congratulations to the men and women that put on the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. They worked so hard, and it's evident when you get in there and see how well that tournament's run. Richard told me yesterday they had a record number of tickets sold. And I don't know about you, man, because you know me and technology, we usually aren't used in the same sentence, but how cool is that when you can just walk up there, they scan your ticket off your phone, and you're entered. Boom. No paper, nothing like that. How cool is that with that Fishing Chaos app and John Calgas putting that thing together?
It's very efficient. And once again, like you said, hats off to the JCs, because for that many anglers coming through with that many variants of are you in this, are you in a jackpot, where's your regular ticket, all that, for them to run it like they do, it's truly impressive.
Impressive, man. And you know, and it's paying off for them and the charities that they benefit to, you know, and that's what I was telling them. I said, you know, when you start doing it the way you guys are doing it with the extra jackpots and the drawings and that sort of thing, that's what keeps people coming out, you know. So anyway, again, hats off to them. Great job, gang.
Yeah, I was going to say too, with that weights on speckled trout, I got to tell you, I struggled over the weekend. I didn't really get to fish till later on Saturday. I had a tough time weather-wise and speckled trout-wise.
Yeah, if you had to wait after Friday, Friday was really about the only good weather day of the 3 days. Obviously, Saturday and especially Sunday, it got really tough. And I'm if it makes you feel any better, you ain't the only one, and it's kind of continued with me through the week. Man, this has not been the best week of fishing that I've had this year, I can tell you that.
Wait a second. Captain Bobby had a tough week?
Tough week. But, you know, trying to be the optimist, you know, I'm looking forward. We're on the moon right now. We're going to cycle kind of in behind it, and weather's supposed to be pretty good, but I'm looking forward to it improving. You know, there's a lot of dirty water around. I don't know if it's from that blow over the weekend and the wind directions we're having, but, you know, it's been a little bit of a struggle to find pretty water. And if you're a trout fisherman, that's one of the things you really have to key on. I mean, you know, they're ambush feeders. They have to be able to see the bait. And you know, I've just been finding, you know, not a lot of areas that have real clear water. So, Sean, that's what I'm putting it on, man, is the muddy water.
Well, it was muddy, and it was rough over the weekend. And a lot of people are paying attention to what you're saying right here. And because snapper off the menu now, so people turning back into focusing on speckled trout and maybe some of those other species. What about the blackfish? What about the redfish? What about those silverfish?
Well, that's been all the good news. I'll tell you, I've had some. I got a string of trips going now, and I think I'm at 6 trips in a row where we've caught at least one blackfish a day. And I'm a real opportunistic black fisherman. I have to kind of stop. I'm not going to go pole hopping if I don't see them. And so I'm seeing the fish I'm catching. The guys that are good at it are willing to put a little bit of time in blind fishing for them, probably can really catch them. But it's been fairly productive with that. There's mackerel down at the lower end of the bay, which is where some of the clearer water is. By the way, if you're looking for clearer water, that water down at the lower end of the bay is a little clearer, and there's been some pretty mackerel down there. And I just carry some little light single-strand leader wire, and if I start getting cut off when I'm trout fishing, just put about 6-8 inches, just like you would normally put your hook on, but add about 6 or 8 inches of just some light steel leader. And sometimes it doesn't really affect the trout bite, but the good news is you start catching those toothy critters. And if you want something fun to catch on a trout rod, try catching a 4 or 5 pound Spanish mackerel.
That's true.
I'm telling you what, they are a lot of fun to catch on trout tackle.
Hey, what a great tip. Give people directions to go get a trip booked with you.
Just check us out at ateamfishing.com, the all-new website, and then also Facebook at ateamfishing. And there's some pretty cool videos of us catching some blackfish around a duck blind on there right now, too, if you want to see some of that.
I'm heading there right now, Captain Bobby. We'll check back with you next week. Have a great weekend.
Okay, old buddy. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and HMS.